I think most of you do get this question already, right? This question, I think it's on all three of them, right? Grade 5, grade 6, and grade 7? No? Okay. How many of you students get a similar question like this on the grade 6 and 7? Okay. Anybody know the answer for this one? Yes?
1/100.
Say it again?
1/100.
1/100? Is that what you got? 1/100. Okay, yes? 50 and a half. Okay, let's see. How would you do the question here? How would you get 1/100?
Okay, simplify it. Says 1/2 times 3/5 times 3/4 times, etc.
So very good. If you simplify all the fraction, 1 minus 1/2 is half, 1 minus 1/3 is 2/3, 1 minus 1/4 is 3/4, and keep going to here. So the last one would be what? Would be 99/100, right? And everything canceled out. I said 2 canceled out, 3 canceled out, 4 canceled out, and 99 were canceled out. So the answer is 1/100. Congratulations, okay? That's correct, okay? Question number 3, okay? The first 6 is probably, you already know how to do them, okay? I just go over them and how to do this time questions. And the interesting questions are question number 7 and 8, okay? Question number 3, how do you get this question here? Anybody got this question at all? It is on, I think, 6 and 7. Maybe it's on 5 also, yes? What's the answer?
I think it's
89. 89. How did you get 89?
Because 10 times 10, 10 cube equals 1,000, and 100 cube equals 1 million, and it's between 1,001, so you wouldn't include 10,000.
Excellent. You just look at a cube. 1 cube is 1, 2 cube is 8, and when you go up to here, when you say 10 cube is 1,000, okay? That number happened to be a little less than this. And this is 1,000,001, which is happened to be what? Happened to be 100 cube. Okay, happened to be 100 cube. So this is about 10 here, okay? And this is 100 included in here. So what's your answer? Did you say 89? Any other answers? 90. Okay, the 90 is the correct answer because you have 100 of them, you take about the first 10 out. Because the 11th cube is already past this number. Do you get that? So the answer is 90, yes?
One thousand one
is bigger than 1,000, bigger than 10 cube. So you take the 10 cube, the first 10 cube away. They are altogether 100 cubes. But the first 10 cube is below 1,001. So you take it away. So you have 90 of them. Okay? It's 100 minus 10, so you get 90. Okay? Yes?
I got 99.
Why you got 99?
Well, I forgot to.
Well, if you forgot something, okay, next time be more careful, okay? Okay, question number 4. How many students get this question? I think it's also on maybe 6 and 7. Okay? Yes? 101? No, there's a lot of other numbers you cannot get.
89.
89? 1? Well, you can get 1. You just leave everything blank. Answer everything wrong, I just get 1 blank. Yes? Say it again? 21? You can get 21. All you have to do is get 4 questions correct and leave 1 question blank and all the rest is wrong. Yes?
89?
89? No, it cannot be. Okay, you have to say it says has to be whole numbers. Okay? Oh, 0 is a whole number. Okay, this question is something wrong here. Okay. We have to tell them that because 0 is a whole number. You can get 0. You answer every single question is all wrong. Yeah, you can get 0, okay? Well, 0, so 0 is not... You can get 0, so 0 is not one of the answers. It's not the over answer, yes? For that? You can get 21, as I said. Answer 4 questions correct. Okay? Leave 1 blank, the rest all wrong. Yes? 93 is one of them, but I think 89 is the smallest number, okay? Let me explain to you how you get that one, okay? 93 is correct, so is 89, but 89 is smaller than 93, so 89 is our correct answer, yes? 69 you can get it, okay? All you have to do is what? Answer, so 13 questions correct, okay? Leave 4 blanks, right? And the rest are wrong. Okay, why is 89? Okay, please listen carefully. If, how would you do this question here? Suppose you have, if you have 16 questions correct, so you would get 80 marks, right? Then you have 4 questions. So can you get all the other marks? If you leave 1 blank, you get 81. You can leave 2 blank, you get 82. If you leave 3 blank, you get 3. You get to leave 4 blank, you get 84. If you answer that one correct, you get 85. So you're okay. You can get all the numbers up to 85. Okay, except up to when you get 85, the question is a little different. You only have 3 questions left. Right? That means you answer 17 questions, you get 85 marks. Okay? Then you only have 3 questions left. If you leave 1 blank, you leave, get 86, 2 blanks, 87, 3 blanks, 88. There's no way you can get 89. Understand? There's no way you can get 89. If you answer 1 correct, you get 90. So 89 is the lowest mark you can ever get, no matter how hard you try. Mathematically, you cannot get it. Okay? So the 89 is your answer, okay? Once you passed... Once 80, you have 4 questions left. That means you can get any of the points, 1, 2, 3, 4. Understand that? Okay, so that's good. That's a tough question. Okay, I think the question here is a little harder than what you have on the paper. Can anybody tell me that what is the smallest number? You don't have to tell me a number. Yeah, if you don't have a calculator, maybe it takes you a while to get this number, okay? I just show you how to do that. It doesn't matter what the number it is, okay? I'll show you how to do this one, okay? What is the smallest number, but is greater than 100, okay? They do that because they try to avoid, like, a 1 as the answer, okay? Anyway, or 0 as the answer. Can be divisible by all the number from 1 to 20. Any idea how to do that? Yes? No.
Well, first you find out the common multiples for the numbers 1 through 20.
Oh, yes?
If the numbers within the 1 through 20 range is common multiples of each other, then you just cross out the smaller one and leave the larger ones.
Yeah, but how long is it going to take you to do that? 20? That's going to take a lot of time to do that, right?
It takes me about 15
minutes. Up to 1 to 20?
What?
1 to 20? Yes?
You write down numbers 1 to 20, and you eliminate 2 because it is 4 is 2 times 2. You eliminate 3, so 3 is 6 times 2. And you just eliminate all the unnecessary numbers, and you multiply the rest together.
Okay, that's a pretty good way to do it, okay? All the numbers from... I'm going to look at different methods, okay? You write down all the numbers from 1 to 20. Okay, because you have 4 here, you don't need 2. Okay, you have 6 here, you don't need 3. And just cross this off, okay? Until you get what? Until you get, you multiply the rest of them together. But you have to be careful. There's no common factor between them. Okay, that's a good way to do it, yes?
You cross off the 1,
2. Of course, 1 is always crossed off. You leave it there, it doesn't matter, right? Yes? You multiply all the? I want the smallest number. Yes?
Multiply all the prime numbers below 20.
All all the prime numbers below 20 is not good enough because all the prime numbers multiplied together is not divisible by 4. Right? It's not divisible by 4. Okay? What you get is a very good idea. Okay? Let me show you how to do that one. Okay? So you do write down all the prime numbers. Like 1, like 2, like 3, like 5, like 7, 11, 13, 17, 19. Okay? If you multiply it all together, is that good enough? Not quite. So you have to see that within 20, how many 2's do you have? It's still under 20. 2 to the 4th power, right? That's still under 20. So you need four times. 2 times 2 times 2 times 2. That means 16. 3, you need what? 3 square is still under 20. So you need 2 3's multiplied together. Okay, the rest, is if you multiply 5 square, it's more than 20. So if you multiply all those numbers together, then that is the smallest number, which is under 20, which is divisible by every single number under 20. Understand? Why? Well, give me a number.
Let's say 1 or 16.
No, say up to 1 to 20.
Oh, up to 20?
Yeah, up to 20 only. 18. 18 is what? It's 9 square times 2. Right? 3 square times 2, sorry. Okay, 3 square times 2. So that's 18. So this number definitely divisible by 18. Can you think about anything else? It's not... 17 is here, 19 is here, 13 is here, 15 is 3 times 5. Okay, I think the worst one is 16. 16 is right here. Okay, so if you multiply this together, they are divisible by all the numbers from 1 to 20. Okay, so that's how you look at it. Okay, how many students get this question here? What is the answer for this question? Yes? 26? 27? 24. Okay, looks like it's a... How many got 24? Hands up. How many got 25? How many got 26? How many answer 27? Oh, good. You win. Okay? It is 27. But how would you count this one? How do you count this one? Okay, listen, normally you count, whatever you do, the counting, the better way to use like this, okay? You have two different ways to do that. One, you count the white triangle first, okay? You find the triangle which is upright. You count those one first. Then you come back and count upside down ones. Some students want to say, no, I don't want to do that. I want to do everything together. But there's a small danger, you may miss one. Okay, let's try that first, okay? You count all the upright one first. How many here? It's one, right? It's two here. That's a three here, that's four here, right? Understand? Okay, so then you count the triangle as big as this one. So you would have one here, two here, three here. That's one here, you have two in this row. Okay, three in this row. Then you count, triangle has what? All together, 9 together, okay? So you have 1 here, 2 here. Then you count the huge big one, it's 1. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, plus 1, 2, 3, plus 1, 2, plus 1. That is the one, all the triangles upright, like this. Then you count upside down ones, okay? That's 1, 2, okay, that's 1 here, that's 1, 2 here, that's 3 here. Okay, then you see this 1 here. This is the big one, and many students forget. Okay? It's a big upside down one. Okay? So you plus another one. So if you look at here, what is your answer? You get 27. Okay? You have to count this way. You can't just keep counting here, 1, 2, 3, and count them randomly. You're not going to get the right answer. Okay? Or you may be lucky enough to get the right answer. Later on, you forget. You say, oh, did I count this one before? Oh. Okay? You have to count like at least one by ones, like ones, like fours, like nines, and so on. Okay? Okay, so that's what you normally you count this one. Okay, similar kind of question. Question number 7. How many different all the different sizes of squares do you have? Yes, 50.
41.
We have 50. We have 41. And what do you have? Any other answers? Have you tried that yet?
51 and 40.
Oh, it's 41. It's 50 and 41. Sorry. Okay. Any other answers? If you follow the same method I used earlier here, you should be able to get the right answer. Yes? 51? Okay, we do have 51 now. Good? Okay, let's see, find out what it is. Yes? Anything different from here? If it's the same as here, you don't have to say anything, okay? Well, later on, I'm going to ask you to vote. Okay. Any other answers? Yes?
Did someone say 40?
Yeah, someone says, no, nobody says 40 yet. You say 40? Okay, how many think you get a 40? How many think it's 41? How many think it's 50? How many think it's 51? Okay, let's find out, okay?
47?
How many think it's 47? Okay, let's find out the answers, okay? So how many do we have here? You have 6. Okay? So you have 4 all the way down. So the answer must be 6 times 4, right? 24. Okay? They are 24. Okay, then you talk about these big ones. How many you have here? All the way across? You only have 5, right? Understand? 1 here, 2, 3, 4, 5. So it must be 5. Okay, when you come down here, it's 1, 2, 3. You only have 3 of them. So 5 times 3. Okay? Then you see the bigger ones like this. You only have 4 all the way across. And the 2 come down. So 4 times 2. Then you talk about big ones like this, like 4x4s. You only have 3 all the way across. Only 1 all the way down. Okay, so you add this together, what do we have? That's 24. That's what, 50? We have 24, we have 15, we have 8, and we have 3. So we have 50, yes. Okay, so 50 is the correct answer. Okay? Okay, that's good. My next question is, how many different sizes of rectangles are you going to get? Oh, that's a lot, yes? 200? How many different sizes of rectangles are you going to get? I hope you're not going to count in every single one of them. Okay? You're going to stay here until about the 7 at night. You're still counting. Okay? I don't think you're going to count that way. Okay? So, Any other answers? Yes? So what is your answer? Okay, let me show you how to do this one, okay? How do you count this one? Okay. To count this one is that how many rectangles, let's just use in the first row. How many rectangles do I get from here?
5 times 4.
Rectangle, is a square rectangle? Yes, square is a special case of rectangle. All the squares are rectangles. But not all the rectangles are squares, of course. Okay? Just like I give you a question here, you are Vancouver residents. Are you BC residents? If I say you're BC residents, are you Vancouver residents? Not necessary. Probably many of you are. Okay? But not necessary. Understand? It's a special case of rectangle. The rectangle size is equal. Okay, so how many rectangles do I get here? Just from this row, okay? Suppose I just give you something like this. Okay, how many rectangles? You have one, two, so follow the same pattern I showed you how to do before. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 of them. Then you have those ones, right? 1, 2, how many you're gonna get? 5 of them. Because you only have 5. Okay, then you see the one with triple one. You only have 4. Then with 4, you have 3, and you have 2, you have 1. So altogether, how many do you have? 21. Okay? Now you come down. How many do we have here? 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 of them. Okay, you can double ones. 3 of them. Triple ones. 2 of them. 4 ones. 1. So you have how many together? 10. So anybody know the answer now? 210. Because you have 21 all the way across here. You can count 21 of them. You can count 10 of those. Each of this, combined with each of this, give you another rectangle, right? Just like what I did here. 4 times 6. Okay? Same kind of concept. Okay? So you have 210 of them. So somebody answered 200, that's very close. Okay, just off a little bit. How many we go from A to C? That's a hard one, yes? How many? Also 210? You go from A to C, is a 210 different way to do it? Sorry, I don't have the answer here. I have to work it out. Yeah, you're right. 210. That's good. Okay. If you have learned some probability, this is easy to do. But if you have never learned any probability, it's going to be a little more difficult. But I'm going to show you some way, something to do with it. Even if you have not learned probability, I show you a simple one to do. Okay? Suppose that's A and B. Okay? How many different ways go from A to B? Okay, that's what okay? How many different ways to go there? If you have not learned probability yet, I'll show you how to do that, okay? So you just go, what I say is what? You have to take the, okay. You have to take about, I forgot to mention to you one thing, okay? How many ways to go from A to C? Okay, the condition is what? You don't come backwards. If you're allowed to go back, how many different ways can do it? Infinite. Because by the time you finish, you make another round. Okay, then start over again, right? So there will be infinite, okay? So we assume that you can only go this way, okay? Can only go this way, and only go this way, okay? You cannot go backwards, okay? So how would you do that one? Okay, let me show you a couple of different ways to do it, okay? Let's see. From A, okay, from this point, you can only one way to get here, right? Only one way to get here. Only one way to get here. Only one way to get to this point, right? And only one way to get this point, and one way to get this point, because you can only go across or down. Okay, how about this point? How many different ways you can get this point? Two. Why? You can come from here and here. So one, so the answer is two. Okay? That's called a Pascal triangle, this one, yes. Okay. So how about this point? So you can come from here or here. So one and the two, you have three different ways to go at this point. You can draw that, okay? One, two, and three. Three different ways. This one will be what? Four. This will be three, and this will be three, and three is six, and this is 10. So from A to B, if you keep trying this, you will get 10 different ways to do it. Okay? You can try that, okay? One way here, another here, another here, another here, okay, another here, okay, another could be coming down like this, could be coming down like this, could be coming down like this, okay, so all could be coming like this. So if you count this, you should get exactly 10 different ways to do it. Okay, why is that? Let's repeat one more time. It's only 1, 1, 1 here. This point, you can come down here from here or from here. So there'll be what? 2. Okay, so 1 and 2 is 3. 1 and 3 give you 4. Okay, so at this point, you should always have 2 and 1 is 3 different ways. This point could be come from here or here. There are 3 different ways to get here, 3 different ways to get here. Together is 6 different ways to get here. Okay, so 3 and 4 and 6, so there are 10 different ways to get it here. Okay? For this one, you can actually draw all of them together. You should get 10. Okay? When you get to here, it's getting a bit more complicated. So it depends on, have you learned any probability at all? Okay? The probability is, I'll probably say a few words about the probability. How do you do probability? Since you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4. There are 10 different loops. 10 different segments, right? Doesn't matter which way you take. From A to C, is always take 10 steps, which 6 steps are horizontal. 4 steps are vertical. Doesn't matter which way you take. It's always 4, 6 horizontal routes and 4 vertical ones, okay? So it's for those people who have learned trigonometry, has been the probability, it's just that you have 10 articles here. You like to take 6. How many different ways can do it? Okay? Many of your calculator has this key on there. Okay? It's called choose 6 from 10. Okay? I'm not going to go through the detail because that's going to take me a lot longer than the time I have, okay? So this is called the probability. If you learn that, there's 2 or 3 different ways to do that, this cursing, okay? I can show you 3 different ways after you learn probability, okay? Okay, I think I'm going to just finish the last question. First of all, okay? There's 1,000 lockers in a school. It's about 1,000 students in the school. Okay, all the school, the students are numbered from 1 to 1,000. Okay, the first student come around. He says he opens every single locker. Whether some locker was open, some was closed before, doesn't matter. He just open. Okay, the second student comes to the school because it's two, number two. He says if any number divisible by two, he's going to go to that locker. If the locker was open, he closed it. Okay. Which is all open, he just closed all the module twos. The number three student coming to the school, he says, okay, I'm number three. I'm only looking for multiple threes. So go to the third locker, he says, is the third locker open at that time? Yes, it is. So he closed it. He go to locker number six. Is locker six open or closed? Closed. He opens it up. And he does to the 1,000 lockers. The fourth student come around here, he only touched the multiple fours. Okay? If it's closed, he opens it up. If it's open, he closes it. And it just keep going like this. By the time 1,000, number 1,000 student come to the school, what he does? He only goes to 1,000, right? Because that's the only locker divisible by his number. He just go there, is that open or closed? If it's open, he closes it. If it's closed, he opens up. Okay, now it's all done. How many lockers remain open? Okay, some students get 31. It's correct answer. Why 31? Okay, you get the idea, yes?
Every square numbers are open, and if it's not, then it's
not. Why is that, okay? This is an interesting question here. Remember, all the numbers that we have, they have even number of divisors. Say, give you a sense, say 20. 20 equals 1 times 20, 2 times 10, 4 times 5, okay? And that's it, right? So they are always... the factor come in pairs. So that means there are 6 numbers divisible into 20. Okay? 20 has 6 divisors. Just about odd number has even number of divisors. So odd locker is touched by 2 even number of students. So one student open, the other student close it. So odd locker remain closed, except like 9, 1, 4, 9, 16, 25, and so on. How many factors does 4 has? Say 1 times 4, 2 times 2. So they all have only 3 factors. A perfect square only has 3 factors. So if a number is a perfect square, only touched by odd number of students. That's why it's remain open. How many perfect squares are there up to 1,000? Well, that is 1,000, okay. 31 square is about 900 something. 32 square is past 1,000 already. So there are only 31 perfect squares. So there are 31 lockers remain open. Okay, so I think somebody's already given me a note that my time is up. Okay, so that's all the questions I'm able to do with you today. However, right now, if you are grade 5, you know where to go? Go to room 102. If you're grade 6, you stay here. If you're grade 7, go to room 104. Okay, everybody have a good luck on your countdown. Okay, hope to see you. Oh, for those students did not hand, please finish them and you can take it home.